get. I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad as hell, can't bring myself to do what it is.
All right, America, we're back with the second hour of the American Awakening here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Michael Herzog is traveling, and this is Tim Wingate sitting in for Michael. With me is our guest on Tuesdays, Don Nikoloff, and we have been going through the history of Wantagate, and Don is bringing us up to speed as to what's been going on. We're up to a point, I think, aren't we, Don, roughly the middle toward the end of April of this year with what's been going on. Can we somehow encapsulate what's going on? I tried that last hour where you said it kind of oversimplified it. Is there a better way to encapsulate this so that people got an idea in their minds? What's going on here with these monies, and who does the money belong to, and who's taking it, and why?
Okay, well, President Reagan authorized intelligence agencies on the behalf of the United States government, and in this particular case, we're talking about the U.S. Treasury Department, to engage in business activities that would further our interests internationally. We could say it that way. That's a simplification, but it.
So did this have something to do, like with guns for drugs?
No, that's not the intention.
This is entirely different. This is entirely different from that. All right, we won't even attempt to get into that. Let me just, because you're really detail oriented in this, and it's a wonderful thing to listen to and understand, but after a certain point, I'm like, okay, boy, there's a lot of details and a lot of people, and as this, you follow the money from as it travels from one place to another, and it gets invested, and then there's more interest added to it, and more of this starts to build. When you say it's organized crime, and this is almost akin to money laundering in a way, isn't it?
It's not akin. It is money laundering.
Oh, well, then that explains it. I think we can all understand to some degree, if we've even just watched fictional TV, on how money laundering, basically it's ill-gotten gains, which are then invested in something else, which turns it over, triples it, quadruples it, whatever, makes it continue to multiply, and eventually somebody is going to claim that money for their own use. And what you're saying in this, and what Christopher Story has been saying, is that we have presidents of the United States who have sworn to uphold the law, who are behind the scenes authorizing this theft of trillions of dollars for some other nefarious purposes. And as you said, they should be arrested. But who's going to do the arresting, and who's going to force them to do what's right?
Well, we have to find someone honest in the Justice Department and use the law enforcement there to back it up and execute the law.
All right, we'll have more, folks, after the break. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Tim Wingate sitting in for Michael Herzog on the American Awakening. And we have our usual Tuesday guest, Don Nikoloff, author, great material on the Idaho Observer. And Don is working through, and we had just left off with trying to kind of encapsulate or nutshell this whole Wantagate thing, where it seems that we have American presidents who are breaking the law, and we had just talked a little while ago about that there was an attempt back on April 18th to serve subpoena on Vice President Cheney, and there was a shootout at the White House that none of us knew about or heard about on the controlled dominant media. And we had just left before we went to break. We had just talked about that somehow, some way, there needs to be Don, FBI, Treasury agents, who would serve these subpoenas and make or enforce the law if the top law enforcement official, which is actually the president, because he's the one who controls who is the attorney general, if he's doing what's wrong? How do we do this?
Well, that's a good question. I would think that, first of all, you know, there may be some people in the military who are quite upset with what's going on right now because they have designs to put their hands on the money that is supposed to be in the Treasury. And we're talking about the $1.575 trillion that is taxable amount of the 4.5 settlement.
Mm-hmm.
And they're upset because they want to outfit the soldiers over in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's a whole other issue right there.
Yes, it is. And that brings up the question, you know, right before September 11, September 10th, 2001, wasn't there an announcement about trillions of dollars missing out of the Defense Department?
Yes, that came from Donald Rumsfeld before the Congress, the day before 9/11. It was interesting, and many people tracked that money down or assumed that Dov Zakheim got that money.
Okay.
And so again, you know, where it went is a good question. It could have just been sitting in Goldman Sachs at that time.
So we're dealing with some major theft in high places. I mean, we're not talking about Ocean's 13 here with a few million dollars out of a casino. We're talking about the actual treasuries of countries being plundered by these people.
Yes, and it's been addressed, as I mentioned, in the G8 meeting. They know that this is going on. The meeting was designed.
You mentioned the G8. Wasn't there some kind of a fracas, if you will, in the G8? Some people got mad and walked out or something?
Well, yeah. This is, you know, they've got the Chinese very upset. Of course, the Russians are very upset. And keep in mind, you know, we must not forget, and this goes back to, and this is at the beginning of the program, in the first hour, I mentioned your comment about the history that we are in danger of repeating if we don't wake up. This is the same scheme that they used with the Union Banking Corporation, Kuhn and Loeb and Company, and the New York money laundering banks, Brown Brothers Harriman also. The Bushes were involved in that. It's the
right.
Same family. Wake up, people. It's time to wake up. It's not about Republican and Democrat. It's about American. Pure and simple. It comes down to that. Now, these people have ties, and they're not just ties. They're part of the Nazi continuum. The Dachau DVD, which was the original creation of the SS in Germany, in Dachau, which today is called the Deutsche Verteidigungsdienst, and they are really the underground SS. George Bush is the head of that and has been the head of it since 1978, when the original founder, Admiral Wilhelm Canaris, who was living in Shawnee, Oklahoma, working at the Oklahoma Baptist University as a law professor, died. Okay, Henry Kissinger took that job over in 1976 when he became ill, and then Bush took over in 1978. They've got satellite photos from England, from British intelligence services, showing Bush going into the meetings in Germany. But we know this. We've got pictures, and I wrote about this in three articles which have come out in April, May, and this month's edition of The Observer, June, detailing the Federal Reserve fraud that was perpetrated on us. And I go 10 years before the Federal Reserve Act was actually created. I go 13 years before it even became known. And I distinctly lay out the description of how they came into the country under false pretenses. They identified.
Is this your deathbed confessions series?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That article has gone all over the world, and it's still gaining momentum.
Folks, please, please do yourself a favor. Educate yourself. Go on to the Idaho Observer website and read and download and pass out these articles. I know they're extensive, but most of you out there, if you are even listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, you're paying attention and you're literate. You can understand this. Just turn off the TV. All you got to do. Turn off the TV and you'll find you have all kinds of time to read and learn and educate yourself. But anyway, all right, sermon over. Go ahead, Don.
Well, actually, you know, anyone with a website out there that wants to post a link to the article has the permission of Don Harkins and Ingrid Castle, my publishers and editors, to do so as long as they credit the Observer for the article.
Okay, well, then I will take that to heart because I haven't plugged any of my stuff at all.
over the last 2 hours or so. I have a little blog spot. I also have a couple websites, which I have to admit I haven't been able to keep up to date with quite as much, but I do have a couple things. And one is freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com. I have a special offer going on there. I believe in doing things and not sitting back and letting things happen. And I have a special offer for somebody who is willing to do an Ed and Elaine Brown blogspot, but freeway blogging. That's where you put up a sign over the freeway overpass so that a lot of people can read it, take a picture, send it to me in the email that's listed there at Freedom Shenanigans, and I will send you a America Freedom to Fascism DVD. And that way we can put up and show and get the information out about the Browns. And, you know, I was just thinking right now, Don, maybe we should do one about Wantagate and link that way.
Why not? Now, that's in the January 22nd edition. It's on the website. You have to scroll down on the right side of the page.
Well, I'm definitely going to put a link up there to the article since you just gave everybody permission to do it. And I wanted to pass that on. So anyway, I don't want to take any more time. We got about 4 minutes or so here before the next break. Go for it, my friend.
Okay. Well, now coming back to what's going on today, and this is in regard to Leo Wanta's pending lawsuit. He'll probably file about $1 billion lawsuit against the state of Wisconsin for the corruption, because it was just outright deception and concealment what was really going on with this false vending case. It involved a sting, which was to implicate the Balestrieri crime family in the assassination of President Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And so there's something to cover up there. Now, we know that George Bush was at Dealey Plaza. We have pictures of him, despite his failing memory. And he was briefed by J. Edgar Hoover. And we know that he was part of the assassination. Even in Otto Skorzeny's deathbed confessions, as we call it, he was close to dying at the time, but very lucid.
We also have Hunt's deathbed confession, which did not get a whole lot of notoriety as well.
No, that's true. But I would tell you that what Skorzeny said, I mean, Skorzeny said he was one of the shooters himself. And that Dr. Joseph Mengele was one of the shooters.
My goodness.
And Mengele is still in
dead.
No, he's still in the United States. Well, you know, when I wrote this article, I got an email from someone who was really concerned that I had made all this stuff up, because anyone who knew history knew that Skorzeny died in Spain in 1975. And I said, duh. I mean, come on, wake up. This is what the story is about. He didn't die in 1975. He received hundreds of millions of dollars, and this is some of the Nazi stolen gold again.
Right.
They like stealing gold that ended up in Argentina. Skorzeny admits that he had an affair with Evita Perón, okay? And she bequeathed him, upon her death, $100 million. Skorzeny didn't see that money. It went into the CIA. And I would submit, based on all the other evidence and all the other cases that are going on simultaneously through that period and up to today, that the Bushes got their hands on that money.
You know, it's rather interesting, because as I have talked to other people about the Bush family connections to the Nazis, they go, oh, Nazi this, Nazi that, Nazis everywhere. We don't have any Nazis anymore. They're just goofy guys that, you know, are out west someplace and they just like to play act. And I go, well, come on. What does Nazi stand for? That's National Socialist Party, basically, is what it is. That's in German, I don't know the German phrase, but it's basically National Socialism.
When we come back, I'll explain something to you about that,
okay.
I could.
Okay, that'd be perfectly fine. I'd like to. I'm all about getting educated and keeping an elastic mind. It's very important. Folks, please stay with us. We'll be back with our guest, Don Nikoloff, Tim Wingate, on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
All right, welcome back, America. Tim Wingate here, Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Michael Herzog's America Awakening. Sorry, tongue-tied there a minute. Don, before we went to the break, you were going to tell me something about Nazism.
Well, yes. One of the things that Skorzeny mentioned, and some people have heard this before, so, you know, I beg your indulgence, but to some listeners, it's going to be brand new. And I wrote about this in my Scherf piece, which is the Deathbed Confessions piece of Otto Skorzeny. Skorzeny said that George H.W. Bush was really the adopted son of Prescott Bush, that his real name was George H. Scherf Jr., the son of Nikola Tesla's illegal German-born accountant. Now, that's a rather broad it's a rather general description, but you see, they were stealing Tesla's technology and selling it to the Germans and the Russians during the war and making tremendous profits from that. The Rothschild family made over $1 trillion from World War II, just to give you an idea.
Yeah, war is big business.
Very big business. Now, I had to research the Scherf connection, and I can tell you that in looking this up in genealogical sites in all over Europe, and especially in Germany, the double F ending, S-C-H-E-R-F-F, the double F ending was very sparse. I kept coming up with an Anna Scherf. And in fact, I believe she played some role in this, and is probably somehow related to Arnold Schwarzenegger. In fact, I know a waitress in California, when she was first introduced to Schwarzenegger, he was called Arnold Scherf. And I thought that was rather interesting, because you start connecting the dots with this information, and it starts to paint a picture. Now, we had a picture of the Scherf family sitting with Martin Bormann. It's on the article. It was in the newspaper. And it's on the web. Sitting with Bormann, Reinhard Gehlen, who was the head of the Gehlen organization and one of the heads of the SS. These people are all assassins. They all were directly related to Hitler. Skorzeny and Mengele are all sitting around the family. And what I found with the Scherf name, when I ran it as 1F, which is an Ashkenazic name now, or Ashkenazi name. And if you take the last two syllables of Ashkenazi, the name Nazi comes from Ashkenazi, not from the National Workers' Party, which we call the Nazi Party. It's hidden, okay? They use under the Jesuits, under the Tavistock Institute orchestrated mind control programs. Really, Tavistock Institute orchestrates all of this stuff with the intelligence communities, and they interface it with our schools and our businesses. You don't make it big in business unless you have some connection to Tavistock. And they do that through the schools to make sure that you learn what they want you to learn, and that you operate in that manner, in that modus operandi. So when you look at the fact that Hitler probably was a Tavistock product, in fact, we think he may have even been a British lord, and because his German was not very good. He spoke German like someone from a foreign country who had learned.
You mean a foreign country like Austria?
Well, no, not like Austria. They claim he was born in Austria, but I don't even believe that.
He was a Schickelgruber.
Well, those are names that they put out there to obfuscate the facts. Okay.
All right. So we're drawing a connection here, basically, that you're contending that. Poppy Bush is actually a Scherf, a son.
He's a Scherf.
He's a Scherf, and so we this is rather interesting that you went into this detail, because even on just a casual observance with the Prescotts and their involvement with the German war machine, that's readily available. Let alone go into, well, wait a minute here. Maybe there's a blood connection as well.
Well, I came to the conclusion that Prescott Bush was actually George H. Scherf Sr. Now, I drew some conclusions in my article, and since then I found research to corroborate that. And my conclusions are that Prescott was really George H. Scherf Sr. and mm-hmm. that he was also working with the Rockefellers. Now, I found a document which really was a Tesla to Scherf communication. Tesla was in Colorado Springs doing work for the government, covert, by the way. And during that time, he was interested in a project that had to move forward, and so he was discussing the patent attorneys and legal issues. And here, Scherf was literally selling his patents to the Nazis. And Tesla, not knowing that, just being so absorbed in his work, didn't really pay attention to the finances. But it was always a mention of, we need this project because I need the finances. And he never got the money, though the projects went on. The projects were developed either by our government or by the Germans or the Russians, for example. And there were some other countries in the mix. Italy played a big role because Marconi got credit for many of the inventions later that were reversed. In patent hearings.
Reverse engineers, you mean?
No, they were reversed, where the patents were granted to Marconi under false pretenses, and Tesla could prove they were his.
Right. Excellent. Folks, we'll be back after the break, and we'll continue on with our guest, Don Nikoloff, here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, America. Tim Wingate, Public Broadcasting Network. I'm Michael Herzog's American Awakening. We have our guest, Don Nikoloff, with us, and we were talking about the Wantagate and the various plots within plots, intrigues within within intrigue, wheels within wheels, all going round, and how this is tying into not only the Nazis and, you know, it sounds to me, Don, that there are at least two, if not more, factions of, let's say, the super rich elitists that are competing for power, almost like they're playing the risk game with the real planet.
Yeah, that's accurate. Yeah. Yeah, they're okay. That's kind of what's going on. I mean, you have the traditional 13 Illuminati families, and the Bushes play ball with those families. One of them, which is seldom spoken of, is the Li Ka-shing connection in China. Now, you got to remember Bush when Nixon was about to resign, Bush was rushed off to become not an ambassador, but he worked in as a liaison officer in Hong Kong. And during that time, he could set up his drug connections. which he did. In fact, when he came back, he opened up a bank in Houston, the first bank of Houston, which was used for laundering drug money. And so Vietnam played a role in this. In fact, I would submit that someone that knows where George W. Bush was during this missing National Guard tour that he did, he was probably over there in Vietnam and Cambodia and Laos dealing in drugs for the CIA. That's the business. This is how they finance that. And they're using these monies also for the drug industry. The war on drugs is the war between these countries that want to control it.
So actually what the war on drugs is a war on competition.
Yes, merely that. And moving people out. You know, they got Noriega out of the way after
right.
they had 1 million pounds of cocaine set up to go through Mena, Arkansas.
Now, I have a source, a person who was actually involved in the Noriega campaign, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and it was on an unofficial mission. It didn't happen officially, if you understand what I'm saying, and one of the jobs that they were supposed to do was to go in and destroy the records that were hidden in a compound or in a place, I don't know where exactly, and their job was to destroy these records because this was supposedly evidence that Noriega was hanging over George Sr.'s head.
Hmm. Why am I not surprised about that?
Yeah, and I, you know, I got this information just by happenstance talking, and I go, okay, now you're just, you know, you're pulling my leg, you know, you're just trying to be, you know, Mr. Hero Marine here. He says no, that's exactly the reason we were to go in, and our job was to basically burn down the building and make sure all the files in the filing cabinets were destroyed.
And some of the soldiers that went out on those missions were actually set up and you know, the operation was sabotaged.
And that's exactly what happened to him, and he was lucky to be able to get back alive.
Yes. Now, you may wonder why Bill Clinton was chosen to become president of the United States. And it's
Mena, Arkansas.
I'm speaking about him becoming president, and it was probably a reward for his keeping law enforcement out of investigating what was going on in Mena, Arkansas.
Right, that's what I was referring to. Yeah.
Yes, and I mean it's now what's interesting where that draws a parallel is the Clintons stole a contract while Leo Wanta was in jail that Wanta had with the United Nations. He had worked out a contract, and they moved in and took that contract from him. And the scuttlebutt right now, and this is coming from people who were talking to Christopher Story, that Hillary Clinton has been heard on several occasions saying that they have to get their PPs in order before this money goes out. Now, what are the PPs? Well, those are the presidential pardons.
Mm-hmm.
There are some... 1500.
And Mark Rich, of course, was that 11th hour presidential pardon.
Yeah, that was before, just before Clinton left office.
Right.
But they're all asking for the pardons ahead of time before this comes out. So there are many members of Congress that know about this, but the whole of Congress knows about it. And the fact that they will not do anything about it shows their complicity. So we're in a place.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, this brings to me, you know, I listened to all this, and believe me, I've been, I hate to use the term, but a conspiracy theorist, and I don't apologize for using the term conspiracy. You and I conspired to go on the radio together today.
And our listeners conspired to listen, too.
And,
so.
Exactly. Conspiracy is not the boogaboo that it has been used and bandied about in the national media to put it down. The idea is we know that people have plans and that they work these plans in secret and they simply agree to make these things happen. So I've been aware of a lot of this stuff. But what frustrates me is, back again to the situation, of we regular Americans who are just simply wanting to live our lives. We want to live in peace. We have malice toward nobody or anybody. I'm sorry not to create a double negative there, but we are trying to just be live our lives and be happy and have a certain amount of things, if you will. There's nothing wrong with having some things and help one another. What do we do? I mean, are we coming to a point where we have to storm the Bastille?
If we did that, we run into all sorts of problems on the basis of the weaponry that they've gotten together and created their system.
The weaponry. So let me tell you, I was on another program. Fred Smart, who I associate with here in the Chicago area, we happened to do a TV broadcast. We had James Fetzer, one of the scholars for 9/11 Truth, and we were discussing some work that's being done and some research. And you folks can laugh at this if you want to, but can anybody tell me of what known methodology that can turn aluminum and concrete and chairs and carpeting and glass and bodies into dust instantaneously so that a huge plume dust cloud arises off of the Twin Towers, but yet you find very little debris because most of it's been turned into powder, into dust? There's only one known thing that can do that, and that is the energy pulse weaponry that the United States Army has already demonstrated. You can see it online. There, the demonstration of how it takes out mortar fire. That's the only thing. And when you talk about coming up against, you know, people, possibly the bad guys having this, where they can literally turn whole segments of a city into dust instantaneously. That's pretty scary. You talk about advanced weaponry. So how do we deal with this, Don? You know, if we don't do a direct frontal confrontation, is there a better way?
Yes, absolutely.
How do we do that?
Absolutely. And I'm going to say something that others of like mind have said, and we're coming to a realization or an awakening. This is a good name for a program, American Awakening, by the way. we're coming to this awakening that we must acknowledge God. We must turn to God, and God will solve this problem for us. He will empower us to solve the problem. We have to create a whole new reality. This is fear-based, dark energy. It's evil. It's satanic. And it's what they do. Mm-hmm. You talk about skull and bones. Well, it's a secret society based upon satanic worship. The end justifies the means. They'll do anything to get what they want. In the meantime, we're supposed to abide by the laws that they create out of the darkness with the intention of enslaving us. Wake up, people. Wake up. We don't have to acknowledge it. We can turn from it and create a whole new reality. But we must do what we're doing now, talking about it, bringing this to the forefront so people can understand this is what's going on. This is the history. This is who these people are. Now, do you still want to, you know, I'm not trying to start a revolution here. I'm saying we don't need a revolution. We can create a totally different paradigm, a totally different reality by turning to God. The creator of all the wonder of the universe. If you, I often say this in interviews, you look up at the stars and the planets at night and think, you know, remind yourself what the TV preachers tell you that God needs this money. Okay. Do you think the creator of all things has a cash flow problem? Does he need a business manager in the form of a minister or a priest? No, he does not. You can go directly to God and we can create miracles. And we can transform this, but we must wake up and realize that. And it's as simple as that, waking up and realizing that we have the power within us. That's where our unhappiness, or condemnation of what's going on comes from within, because we know that this is wrong. It's not that we believe it's wrong. We know it, but we don't consciously act upon it in that manner. We buy into the fear mongering. And I think a certain talk show host that spend nothing, but all their time and all of their video productions and their recordings and their media flyers and their handouts at protest events, all they do is they get people angry and they never offer any solutions. They never offer a solution. They tell us what's going to happen to us, what they're doing, as if we're to accept it. And in my mind, that type of person is working on their side, or he's so controlled he doesn't even realize it. And so we must turn to God. We must turn to God. Now, if you're an atheist, well, then you're in the middle somewhere. You're not with them and you're not with us. But this doublespeak of, you know, if you're not with us, then you're with the terrorists. You know, wait a minute. Who's perpetrating these acts? The evidence shows that it's being done from within. So who are the terrorists? Don't use the doublespeak to say, you know, if I don't agree with what you're doing, or I don't agree with what you're saying, or if I know what you're doing and my disagreement is based upon fact, why should I submit to that? Isn't that tyranny? Isn't that anarchy? Isn't that a dictatorship? Is that what we choose for ourselves? And if we don't choose that for ourselves, then let's choose something that we prefer to have. Okay, and we can create that. We are creational beings. God gave us a gift that we can procreate and create other humans. Is that the limit?
That's absolutely true.
Is that the limit?
No, I think we can walk in a level of creation power, if you will.
Yes.
If we start to turn on the positive aspects and move toward faith and away from fear. Now, let me just say something in defense of some of these other folks. You know, part of the job is to expose the deeds of darkness. Part of the job is to bring that to light and shine a light on it so that people can see that. The problem is that people sometimes get really caught up into all that rather than the purpose of exposing is to show people it doesn't have power and that they can. There's a better way to live and a better way to move forward. And you've probably heard me say this before. I am not a Chicken Little patriot. I believe in letting people know that the sky is falling, but I certainly want to talk more about, at the very least, building an umbrella, if not beams to hold the sky up, or something to alleviate the problem rather than talking about the problem all the time. So taking a cue from you about imagining, you know, John Lennon wrote a song, Imagine a World, and some people like John Lennon, some people don't, but the idea is think positively. So what, besides turning to God and starting the change from within us and looking at the light that God has placed within us and expanding that and growing that, what else can we do?
Declare
as a group.
We can begin by declaring our intention. Okay, our intention. What is our intention? You know, when you go to work and you come home and you turn on the TV, you are literally allowing them to continue controlling your life. Turn the TV off. Turn it off. Throw it out. Throw it out. Put it out in the garbage. What good is it? Well, I need to know what's going on. Well, you're not hearing what's going on. They're controlling
true.
You. They're controlling you. Every thought, every action, and they do it subliminally as well.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Somebody sent me a video of a Bud ad, and pardon the language here, but it said something like, drink Bud, you'll be popular with the girls, and you'll get laid. Now, that was a subliminal message that came up. If you could pause it and then advance frame by frame through the video. And I did that, and I was amazed at the fact that the very thing that they claim they stopped doing, you know, 40, 50 years ago, they're doing.
Okay? They're still doing the subliminal. Yeah.
They're doing it with sound, and they're doing it with microwaves, and they're doing it with the atmosphere, and they're doing it with the chemtrails and the additives in your water and your food and your medicines.
They're so intent on keep trying to pass this this codex thing from Europe to control our ability to give ourselves good nutrition through vitamin supplements and organic foods. And, you know, it's absurd for my neighbors to tell me that for all practical purposes, I cannot grow feverfew in my yard, so I can use that as a fever reducer in a tea.
Yes. Well, and you know, we've got this thing now going on with corn. I just heard something yesterday that the price of corn is going up because they need to produce ethanol. And ethanol was supposed to reduce the price of gasoline, but you see, it's the doublespeak again. Let's create the new paradigm. Let's shift it on our own. And we do that through our declaring our intention with the aid of God.
Well, let's talk about our intention when we come back from the break. RBN.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, or the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented, just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, America. This is Tim Wingate on The American Awakening, sitting in for our traveling Michael Herzog. I have Don Nikoloff with me as our special guest, and over the break we got a question that came in, and so Don, would you like to take it from here?
Yes, Mark. I don't know what state he was from, but Mark asked us.
Florida, I believe. But anyway.
Oh, okay. If this had anything to do at all with these reparations deals that were going on in regard to the Holocaust, that merely opens the door and the pretext to introduce the money into the banking system in those areas, and it gives them a place to seek out accounts, which would be most likely non-compliant accounts. Now, they have some of the Wanta money has been discovered, and the accounts are frozen in particular countries, and they're looking at the tax liabilities, and then they have to prove the source of the income, and that's impossible for them to do because it's been stolen. So they're looking at some major prison time when this comes out. These non-compliant countries are, I'll give you an example, Albania, Dubai, Iceland, India, Iraq, Ireland, Macau, Northern Cyprus, Poland, Qatar, Singapore, Vanuatu, and Vietnam, just to name some of the countries. These are known because they've been able to track the money there. India received $25 trillion via the government of North Vietnam, our enemies in the Vietnam War. You think about those 57,000-plus soldiers that gave their lives, supposedly to stop communism, and all that was used for was drug laundering. It was part of the drug business, and that war gave them a pretext for being there to conduct the drug activities. That's all it was, and it's a shame.
Yeah.
So I hope I answered Mark's question that reparations was the last thing.
It was a smokescreen.
Yes, exactly.
All right. You know, we were talking about some positive things that we could do. And before we continue on with that for a little bit, I'd like you to do you have a website that people can go to get more of this information?
Well, the place to go to get this information would be the Idaho Observer. Idaho Observer, actually, it's idaho-observer.com. And you will be redirected to a page, proliberty.com, and there you scroll down on the right side and look month to month. You will see the Leo Wanta article under January 22nd of 2007, and then you'll see the Scherf article is in April is when it came out on the web. Now, I want to encourage people to subscribe to The Observer. They're really one of a few papers in the whole country and in the world that's printing the truth. And they scrutinize these stories like I did. And, they didn't just print it. They checked it out, and it checks out. In fact, as we go along, more evidence is coming out from other researchers. What I did is I spawned a whole new, fresh approach to research. And it's by using your intuition and not using the pre-designed links that they have you to direct you where they want you to go.
There we go. Breaking out of the matrix, so to speak.
Yes.
We had Alan Watt on with us yesterday, and he does that cutting through the matrix, and this is a wonderful site too. Well, folks, it's been a blast. We will be back tomorrow. And you hang in there, because if you don't, and we'll hang together. Or what's that old phrase? If we don't hang together, we will hang separately. Well, we're not going to let that happen. We're going to seize liberty. We're going to go forth. Have a positive attitude. Don't be afraid. Fear is the enemy. With God, all things are possible. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.
It's true.